all divorces, you do need a financial person to lay it out for you and go, well, you can't just accept that amount of child support or alimony. You'll never be able to maintain the same lifestyle.
Hey, hey, welcome to the WTF Divorce Podcast. My name is Rob Roseman. On this show, we talk about everything divorce, whether you're thinking about divorce, going through it, or figuring out life after. Divorce, co-parenting, dating. We cover it all and break it into short clips so it's easy for you to find and learn from. If you want more help, head on over to WTFdivorce.com. Thanks for listening. On to today's show. Real quick, let's talk about today's sponsor. The WTF Divorce Podcast is sponsored by Our Family Wizard. If you're a co-parent, you know how frustrating it can be constantly going back and forth with your ex about the kids, schedule, and expenses. Our Family Wizard helps keep everything organized in one app, making co-parenting communication less stressful. More about how Our Family Wizard can help in a few minutes, but now on to today's show. All right, welcome to WTF Divorce. Today we are lucky to be joined by Jennifer Lee. Jennifer is a wealth advisor. She wears many hats. We're going to get into it. And she's the owner of Modern Wealth. Thanks for being here today, Jennifer.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, all kinds of money makes everybody uncomfortable. Divorce is the audience that we speak to. And those two things are probably the biggest pain point. You know, you've got to worry about the kids, but you've got to worry about the money. So we're going to talk about, we're recording this in December. January, as I found out, is divorce month. Let's dive in right with that. Why is January a divorce month?
Well, when you look at your own life, it's a little bit extra stressful, I guess, around the holidays. And then you add into it children and presents and shopping and family and parties and alcohol and all those things. And I think if there were difficult and sketchy areas, then, you know, they could potentially break during these times. It's just a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot for anybody. But I think this month particularly, we're all holding onto the steering wheel. We're around family. There could be some contentiousness with our spouse. So let's talk about that too, because I know you work mainly with women. And interesting stat that I've learned is that women usually initiate divorce 80 to even up to 90% of the time. And with that, they've been thinking about it for usually months or years prior, but at the same time seem to be overwhelmed and not always prepared in terms of the finances. What have you seen with your clients and people that you work with about that?
Sure. You know, I think that no matter who starts the divorce, there's always a more often than not a non-moneyed party. So it could be the husband, it could be the wife. Most often, historically, it's been the wife, although not exclusively. And when I say non-moneyed party, I mean the person who certainly is intelligent enough to handle the financial stuff, just isn't really that interested. I find that people sometimes, you know, don't want to talk about their 401k and planning for the future and looking at their budget and worrying about kids' education and retirement, all those things, and they like to put their head in the sand. This is a difficult subject for anybody, and getting your financial ducks in a row as you're contemplating this is very important.
Well, let's talk about, like, so when do you usually step in and work with clients and help clients? Is it before the process? Is it during? Is it after? Because I know those are all three very unique phases and, you know, different pain points in each.
Absolutely. So I like to advise anybody who's contemplating divorce to kind of line these things up, right? Really get an understanding of what the financial aspects of your relationship are. And the reason is, when you go through a divorce, even if you have a healthy financial picture, you're doubling your expenses every month, right? So now you're going to have two households and two separate utility bills, and everything is doubled. So it can be a pain point and a stressor. So you want to really understand what is it going to look like before you make that step into it. So maybe when you say that women are thinking about this and planning ahead, they're looking at those kind of things. And I definitely advise doing that, interviewing attorneys so that you can understand what is expected. Oftentimes you're going to need a therapist to help you stay the course during this process. And more often than not, you're going to need a financial person. In my situation, most often I'm brought in when people listen to a podcast like this and they say, oh my gosh, you know, I'm so stressed. I don't know what I have. I don't know what I want to do. I don't know whether I should keep the house. They're talking about the assets. How do I put that together? And I like to take those stressful situations and try to streamline it, right? Money is comfortable for me. It's not comfortable for everybody. So give me all your stuff. Talk to me about what you have. And we help you figure out, well, does it really make sense for you to stay in that house? If you were to get an apartment, what does that look like? If you were to buy a house, what does that look like? What are the resources? So I call that time financial triage. So that's kind of in the middle, right? You're divorcing, you've filed, or you've told your spouse that you're going to file. And now you're going to have to start producing documents for your attorney. And that can be overwhelming. I have a number of people who will say, just help me get through this. And, you know, it's a little bit of coaching. It's a little bit of me completing documents that, you know, you're not comfortable with. And it's a little bit of talking through what is your economic situation really going to look like. And then ultimately, when you're on the last end, when you're done, you know, now that's the fun part, right? You're over, you can breathe. And now we have to take your assets and your resources and create your life, right? What is your new life going to look like? Where are you going to live? What are your kids going to go to school and sports and all those things? And what do you want for your family? I'm working with a young lady right now who just went through her divorce process rather quickly, expeditiously, and did a bang up job. And, you know, so now she's focusing on where can I take my kids on a trip? Because I want to have an adventure as a new family unit. And what does that look like? And that's the fun part.
Have you seen in situations where people that do work with a financial advisor, it's usually the husband, the wife, the family do, and then is it time where we're splitting up? So now, you know, we need our own person. Ex-husband is going to still work with this person. The wife needs to go find somebody new. Is that a situation that you see a lot?
You know, I think money is very personal. So if you have a relationship with a financial person who is speaking to both parties on a regular basis. I mean, I had a divorce a couple years ago and I helped them find the divorce attorney, and I still retained both sets of assets, right? We don't talk about each other's, the ex-spouse when we have meetings, other than to say, you know, I ran into them or I needed to give them a document or whatever. But it's separate and apart. However, I think that there are quite a few couples out there that have a financial person and the non-moneyed party doesn't go to the meetings, isn't really deep in a relationship with the advisor, and maybe is nervous that that advisor is aligned with their spouse, right? So you really want to, it's a very personal choice, and you want to have somebody who you think has your best interests at heart and can coach you and direct you in the rest of your life.
Have you always worked with women's predominantly and during these transition periods? How did you end up focusing on this?
You know, about 13 years ago now, I moved from Maryland to Florida. And I started going to, you know, I had to meet people. I knew I had my career, my practice in Maryland for all my life. And I needed to meet new people in Florida. And I went to some networking events and I would introduce myself and say, I'm a financial advisor. And women would lean away from me and they would say, I have one of you, or my husband handles that. And I thought to myself, well, neither of those things is true. And the conversation ended. So I looked at my practice and the clients that I love to work with and who are lifelong clients, and those happen to be women in transition. So I don't work exclusively with women, but that's my niche, right? That's where that's my real sweet spot. So women going through divorce, recently widowed, buying or selling a business, relocating, big changes, it can be overwhelming. So my job is to be that advocate, that coach, that partner that's right there with you, and that sounding board. And that's been a really good fit for me.
Yeah, I think we all learn this years after divorce, and we say, oh, I wish I knew these things now. But one thing we consistently see is this idea of building a team that usually people, they just find a lawyer, they take care of everything. They say, I'm paying, infinite amounts of money to my lawyer. But really, like you said, finding a therapist, finding somebody that can help you with the finances, it's so important because your lawyer, that's not necessarily their job, is to take care of all these different things.
Well, and that can be challenging because it's very expensive to have these kind of stress point coaching calls with your attorney. Now, a good attorney can really squash your concerns right away and your fears right away. So that's fantastic. If you can have access to them during that time, it can be very helpful. But I think when you there's all different kinds of divorce. There's I think collaborative divorce has it going on, right? So if you have a non-contentious situation and you just realize, hey, I don't hate you, I don't love you anymore, this isn't working, we have children, we have things, we need to figure this out, that's the best scenario, right? So in that situation, looking at collaborative, they've got it all going on. They have a financial person, a financial neutral, a social worker that helps to keep things on an even keel and level, and also helps as you're talking about, custody issues. And then you each have your own attorney, and it's not very expensive. So, a lot of times people don't know about collaborative divorce, and they miss out, and then they end up spending all kinds of money when the lawyers are going back and forth and nasty things, and it's unnecessary. And if you can avoid it, I'd love to see that happen. So that team, I think, translates into all divorces. You do need a financial person to lay it out for you and go, well, you can't just accept that amount of child support or alimony, you'll never be able to maintain the same lifestyle. Or, a lot of times I find that women and men too, as they go through the divorce process, they get frustrated and they get exhausted, and it's just they want it over. I was on a call a couple weeks ago, and a young lady, she starts crying and she says, I just can't, like, he's wearing me down. His attorneys are wearing me down. Should I keep spending money on forensic accountants and on attorneys? And in the end, there was a large amount of money. So yes, you should. So you need a coach, you need an advisor, you need friends, you need advocates to help you stay till you can finish it and do it right.
Yeah, it's extremely overwhelming, exhausting, emotionally draining, but isolating is a feeling that I always say. It's like nobody really understands what you're going through. Your family, who might have your best interests at heart, they might not even be the best person to be reaching out to. So finding a professional like you who can, look at it a little bit more objectively is so valuable because your brain just is not really functioning at its peak when you're going through a divorce.
Agreed. Agreed. It's exhausting.
So talk a little bit about before we wrap up, kind of a people listening right now that are thinking about divorce, or maybe they have got started. Is there any kind of like checklist or make sure you focus on these things, or even biggest mistakes that you see people making that you could advise people to kind of sidestep?
Well, I think I've touched on a few of them. I mean, I don't like to leave money on the table. So quitting too early, I think is not going to be fair to yourself and to your children and to the future. You know, most times, 9 times out of 10, the law prevails. So having a conversation with the attorney about what is expected based on the number of years you've been married, your children, the assets you've accumulated during your marriage, where you, the state that you live in, all those things, you could still go through a 2-year contentious divorce and spend $200,000 each and end up with the same amount of money. So being knowledgeable about what you can expect, and then being reasonable, having somebody who can coach you through that and say, well, you know, look, you're not going to really get much more. It'll feel good to tell the judge how terrible he or she was, but other than that, you're dragging it on and you're torturing yourself. You're not going to get a different amount. So can we do some, you know, negotiating an agreement? So I think most important is have your team, right? You need support, emotional support. You need to have a capable attorney. And then I do think that you need a financial person to give you perspective on what you have now, what it's going to look like later, so that you can really, I've had some people who say, it's not that bad. I'm not going to leave because the economics don't work. You know, that's not my choice, but it does happen.
Well, and I imagine a lot of that is based in, I don't even want to get into the financials. I just know it, that uncertainty is just, is too daunting. And that is where talking to a professional that has your best interests at heart could show you, like you said, here's how this will look afterwards. And maybe it's not as scary as the picture that you're painting right now in your head.
Absolutely. Knowledge is power.
Well, Jennifer, we have learned a lot. And I think, you know, our message for our audience is to prepare, to get your ducks in a row, do that divorce triage, but most importantly, to reach out to a financial professional like you. Let people know where they can find you.
Sure. So you can find me on, my website is called Modern Wealth. It's modern-wealth. And I also have a book. I wrote a book called Squeeze the Juice. And so there's a website for that, squeezethejuicebook.com. And certainly I like to say that, you know, we do these podcasts and hopefully you got one or two things out of it that you can take with you and is helpful. If I left you with a question, that a burning question that you didn't get answered, you can certainly send me a Calendly, which is my name, Jennifer, and then Modern Wealth. And we'll have a 15-minute triage call.
Thank you so much, Jennifer. Reach out to Jennifer if you have any questions. Thank you so much for being on today, Jennifer.
All right. Thanks for having me, Rob.
The WTF Divorce Podcast is sponsored by Our Family Wizard. If you're a co-parent, you know how frustrating it can be constantly going back and forth with your ex about the kids, schedules, and expenses. Our Family Wizard helps keep everything organized in one app, making co-parenting communication less stressful. Here's Maddie to explain how Our Family Wizard changed her co-parenting life.
Before Our Family Wizard, my co-parent and I were constantly arguing. We disagreed on the cost of our kids' activities. We would fight over whose turn it was to pick up our daughter from school. We had absolutely no boundaries. Our Family Wizard has not only improved communication between us, but it has also saved my sanity. We use the shared calendars, expense tracking, and secure messaging on a daily basis. The ability to coordinate and share important information, plus manage expenses, has stopped the confusion and the fighting. This allowed us to put all our focus back on just enjoying the quality time we have with our kids.
Join more than 1 million parents and family law professionals who trust Our Family Wizard. Go to www.ourfamilywizard.com/WTF and get free co-parenting tips and insights from family law and mental health experts. That's www.ourfamilywizard.com/WTF to get started today.